Yeah, you know, our offensive line has been a strength, you know, and coming into the year, we returned two starters with Clay Van Arnum and Colton Hansen, and had to replace one spot where Solomon McLean jumped into and hasn't let that go. And but at the same time, Clay and Colton flipped spots. Clay played a lot of guard last year as a freshman, got a little bit bigger and stronger, and Colton's gotten more athletic and more physical. So we kind of flipped them to let Colton do a little bit more pulling. So really, we had three new starters. It was for Colton's first year playing guard, Clay's first year playing center, and Sully was new to the starting lineup as well. So for those guys to grab those jobs in August and not let go of them is something to be said, because that continuity up front is really big. And they're getting more and more comfortable. And then, you know, we've had multiple quarterbacks, multiple running backs, multiple wing backs. But Brody Weber's been a steady one at tight end, too. He's pretty much part of the offensive line. Occasionally we'll throw him a bone and throw some play action his way. But, you know, the other guys have rotated throughout, and those three, four guys up front have been really steady. And it hasn't really mattered who's been playing the quarterback, running back, et cetera, because of what those guys do up front. And that's been a really good thing for us this year.